This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast from our Tampa, Florida studios and across America on the Genesis Communications Network. I am the Captain Matt Bruce. We are nationally syndicated by Genesis Communications Network. We're heard around the world broadcasting where many of our great military men and women are listening overseas to us right now. We want to thank them for their service to America and to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers and 911 dispatchers too. Thank you for what you do, keeping America free and safe. And to all those who work the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, and all those others, thanks for what you do. Don't forget to go to the Captain's America Third Watch.com website and check us out over there. Take advantage of all the different offers that are over there on the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Well, joining us right now, we've got Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Good morning.
Good morning.
Time to say the pledge and get rolling. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Let me emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values, and we just have a little bit of a problem right now with people getting to understand that. Now, you know, Ron, the Mueller investigation, there are no leaks in the Mueller camp. I think you were aware of that, right?
Oh, absolutely.
So you get people in the DOJ, you get people in the FBI, and they open their mouth, and we get this comment from a DOJ official, quote, Mueller won't submit report next week. Now, what do you think?
Well, I didn't think it was going to be released next week anyway, and I just think that they're dragging this out for some reason to release it closer to election time.
Well, that's possible, but I want you to listen to a minute and 5 seconds of Ari Fleischer yesterday on Fox and Friends and his thoughts about this.
President Trump's critics are already pivoting on the Mueller report, which could wrap up next week. So what happens if the special counsel doesn't deliver what the Democrats have been praying for?
Yeah, it was so rare to see his critics on CNN. It just kind of jarred me for a second. Here to weigh in is the former White House press secretary, Fox News contributor Ari Fleischer. Ari, we have no idea what to expect. We do think that they won't drop it while he's in North Korea, so it's probably two weeks away. But your sense is, what's this document going to do? How is it going to change things?
My caution to everybody is keep your powder dry, because you do not know what Bob Mueller has unless you are one of the attorneys who represents somebody and his people have filled you in. And if you're not one of those people and you haven't talked to one of those people, just wait. Have the patience and the discipline not to get out in front of this story. Let's see what Bob Mueller has and doesn't have.
Will we all be able to see the report? Will that go public?
I hope so. The one area we should not see is the counterintelligence portion of it, which is significant. And there will be things in there that we as a nation and as government need to know about Russia and the things that they did. But to the ability we can use that to stop them the next time, we don't want it all out there.
All right. Well, I agree with everything you said. What say you?
Yeah, I think it's pretty logical. Everything they said seems up and up. But you do remember that the Mueller probe has snagged a lot of Trump associates, meaning even though they have not been able to nail Trump himself, they've been going after a lot of people that support Trump. So if they can't get him, they want to harm a lot of his supporters so that hopefully it would slow him down in the next election cycle.
Well, we know that Paul Manafort was dirty. We knew that to begin with. He's been a very shady character for a while, and I guess Donald Trump hired him because he wanted to get down in the dirt and go after some of the Democrats who were playing dirty with him, and they did, and he did, and we know what happened there. Roger Stone, well, Roger Stone is one of those. I liken him to a con man.
Has that look, doesn't he?
Yeah, I liken him to a con man because he's in it to try to make money off these little tidbits that he thinks he knows or doesn't know. And it's very strange. Now, the other thing is the president is sending 1,000 more troops to the border. They're going down there to lay more concertina wire in areas where there's either no fence or no barrier, or putting it on top of some of the barriers that are there already, because we do have several thousand people south of Eagle Pass, stretched out for 100 miles in each direction, that are just sitting there, not very far off the border, getting ready to come across at any moment.
I think that's very good about the concertina wire. I think they should put that wire on top of all of the border.
They're working on it.
Yeah, they should put it on top of all of it, every bit of it that they construct, because I think that's, because you can, the way they construct these walls, I look at the pictures, you can get over them, and you don't need that much help. I think they should be taller anyway, but since they're not, they need to slap that wire on top, and I think that will help deter things. I think it's good that they're bringing more troops to the situation, but I just wonder, and I've questioned this before, what is it exactly that the troops are doing to help reduce the numbers of people crossing the border illegally? Because they're not allowed to do anything.
They are backing up the Border Patrol, doing intel, flying drones, monitoring radio transmissions, operating satellites, that sort of thing. That's what they're doing, because technically they can't get involved in a direct law enforcement role. You are correct.
Yeah, I just wish that maybe there could be a little reconfiguration of that law, because we are being invaded.
You mean posse comitatus?
Yeah, something, because we're literally being invaded. And this is overwhelming, the number of just law enforcement personnel, and these people are coming over here, a lot of them. Are doing body harm to many Americans.
All right, well, hold that thought. Well, Posse Comitatus, folks, just for so that you know, this started out at the end of Reconstruction after the Civil War, and it was updated twice, 1956, 1981. It could be updated again in the event they wanted to. It went into effect first time around in 1878. All right, the Captain's America Third Watch coming right back with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
I got Obama fault.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
The Trump administration is refusing to allow a woman born in America who joined the Islamic State to return to the U.S., saying she's not an American citizen. It's unclear at the moment whether the woman, 24-year-old Hoda Muthada, has had her passport and citizenship revoked or not, but Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says she will not be admitted back into the country. Muthada left Alabama in 2014 to join ISIS. She eventually married and had a son. She says she regrets joining ISIS. Her parents, naturally, are considering a lawsuit. How do we know this is not a ploy to get more terrorists into the U.S.? If there are to be no penalties for joining an organization that targets Americans and others that ISIS deems infidels, where is the disincentive for joining the terrorist group in the first place? Britain is facing a similar situation with a U.K. citizen who joined ISIS and now wants to come home. Keep them out and throw out the ones already here, along with their imams who spew hate and call for the destruction of the West. That's my view. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
My story begins with debt, a lot of debt, credit card debt, and I heard a commercial for Trinity. I gave them a call.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
When I first called, I was a little embarrassed and kind of ashamed, and I looked at the numbers, and I saw how quickly that astronomical debt that was in my life would go away.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
What I would tell other people, please pick up the phone and call Trinity. Just let them put together a program and see how affordable and easy it is to pay off your debt.
Call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
This is Chris Markowski, your watchdog on Wall Street, and this is your watchdog on Wall Street Money Minute. So it looks like they're out. Yep. Looks like Amazon is going to pay, pulling out of New York. They're not going to build their big complex there. I get it. I wasn't for it. I didn't think it was right. I thought it was pretty darn wrong. Are you going to give them $3 billion? Amazon didn't pay any money in taxes. I'm not for corporate taxes. I think corporate taxes should be zero. But I don't think government has any business at all cutting checks to private concerns. It's not right. It's not fair. We should be equal under the law. I don't care how many jobs they promise. Yeah, how'd that work out for Foxconn? How'd it work out for Electrolux? I can give countless examples. Let businesses compete on their merits. Let the actual areas compete based upon their merits. Stop handing out billionaires billions. Watchdogonwallstreet.com.
Paisano's Italian Bakery is your destination for delicious, decadent desserts. How about an eclair? A pastry filled with sweet, creamy custard and mountains of rich, melt-in-your-mouth chocolate icing on the top. Or try a Napoleon. Layers of puff pastry and creamy custard topped with the perfect amount of icing. And, of course, don't forget the favorites, tiramisu and cannoli to die for. Paisano's Gateway Shopping Center on Stickney Point, Sarasota. Paisano's. Yum.
This is Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook Radio Commentary. When I'm not blowing away the myths and revealing the truth, I'm checking out America's Watchman on the Wall, Captain Matt Bruce, who always tells it like it is, fights against tyranny, and stands up for our military heroes. Captain, this salute's for you.
And this portion of the program, my conversation with Ron Edwards from the Edwards Notebook, is being brought to you by David E. Garrett Jewelers. They've been in business for 36 years, and they've been committed to defining craftsmanship and stellar service. By the way, they are a family-owned Christian business that offers an excellent selection of unique jewelry with amazing prices, and they also specialize in one-of-a-kind pieces you can make sure to catch anyone's attention. Now, military and veterans, you get a discount at David E. Garrett Jewelers. Visit their website, davidegarrettjewelers.com. That's Garrett spelled G-A-R-R-E-T-T, davidegarrettjewelers.com, to shop thousands of available items, or maybe you want a special piece made. And give them a call at 937-325-3680. That's 937-325-3680. 3680 for a more personal shopping experience. David E. Garrett Jewelers, a jeweler you can trust, supporting America's veterans. And joining us right now, we've got Mr. Personality Extraordinaire, Ron Edwards from the Edwards Notebook. How's that?
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah, I just thought of it. I was trying to be creative for a second. So there you go. All right, now, going back to where we were at here, and of course, we just heard from Ari Fleischer talking about this Mueller thing. You know, the gift that keeps on giving is what keeps going on here with Adam Schiff, and he keeps saying, well, if we don't like what we hear, and if the Mueller report doesn't say this and this, we're going to just go at it ourselves, and we're going to launch our own investigation. I'm not sure the American people want that.
I don't think so either, because, you know, the thing is costing many millions and many millions of dollars. And in so far, no harm, no foul when it comes to the Trump administration, or Trump specifically, is concerning the original charge.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Schiff wants to shift the situation.
Shifty Schiff?
Yeah. If they can't get Trump, they want to get anybody. They want to just pull out, you know, his support through investigations. If they want to keep gnawing away, and they figure if they keep going forever, they'll eventually find something somewhere that he gets that isn't perfect. So Chip is crazy. He looks crazy. I don't know if you've seen the pictures of him. So
oh, I've seen him.
He just looks like I don't know.
Twilight Zone.
Yeah, something.
Mm-hmm. Now, we're going to have some sort of showdown today at the border in Venezuela. Last night we had two people killed. One was a woman who were trying to get supplies across the border from Colombia into Venezuela. They were warned. They didn't stop. Military opened up, fired on them, killed a man and a woman. Very unfortunate circumstance. But today, there literally will be thousands of people as they're going to try to bring an aid convoy across. And by they, I mean the current interim president, the one that's been recognized by the assembly, Mr. Guaido, as well as the presidents of Colombia, Brazil, Chile, and Peru are going to be present on that border with their contingents and their supplies to try to get it brought in. Now, Maduro officially shut the border down completely again last night, brought in more reinforcements in that area, and he has threatened to use whatever force necessary to keep these supplies out. He does not want those supplies.
It shows you the end result of communism, socialism, all these isms, which are meant to, you know, just totally destroy the rights of individuals. And when you, first of all, destroy their ability to create wealth for themselves and to buy food and support their families, and then turn around and want to prevent them from getting food just to stay alive so they don't have to keep hunting rats in order to for little meat in the country. I guess they're running out of rats down there. This is ultra cruel, and it has to be dealt with. This is something that needs to be dealt with by the United States of America, but we've got a ticklish situation because you've got China that is heavily involved with loans. You've got Russia, Mother Russia down there with a base, I believe.
Yeah.
And you have terrorists. You have Cuba.
Hezbollah.
Yeah, you have a whole salad bowl of hell, you know, these hellish countries that are down there and have been there.
Well, you've also got Bolivia secret police that were brought in by Maduro, and these are ruthless people. They call them the black ops guys. They're all dressed in black, and yeah, they wear masks, and they go around and they just grab people off the street never to be seen again.
Yeah, and they're also grabbing young men and forcing them into the militaries. Now, can you imagine many young men that have been snatched up in recent days who are starving with their families? Can you imagine them being forced to shoot their family members who are trying to grab food at the border, at the border situation? I mean, this guy, this evil man must be gotten rid of.
Well, the choice is either you shoot at your fellow countrymen or they shoot you.
Yeah, I mean, this is a sick situation.
It is.
And so I just pray that the United States is strong enough and to deal with it. I mean, we should not have allowed this cancer to fester in our hemisphere anyway. But over the past 8 years, the president encouraged the communists to gain a stronghold in our hemisphere. And so here we have a horrible situation.
Now, the other thing right back here in the United States is there was a interesting court decision made by a North Carolina Superior Court judge who ruled that two amendments that were passed by the voters last year, voter ID amendments, are in fact unconstitutional.
Well, Captain, here's another case of black robes gone wild. You have the voice of the people, you know, that has been sounded. And you have this black robe gone wild leftist judge decides, well, I don't agree with this, So I'm going to rule against it and call it unconstitutional. You know, it says an illegally constituted General Assembly does not represent the people of North Carolina and is therefore not empowered to pass legislation that would amend the state's constitution. He voided both amendments in his ruling. Okay, it was the legislation. But still, the people of North Carolina did speak about this, these two amendments. And they want, the majority of the people down there want identification to vote. You know, having identification does not stifle a minority's ability to go and vote. You need an identification to do just about everything. So to all of a sudden say, oh, it's oppressive to have an identification if you're a minority, so they can, that's crazy. And they know it. But these judges, you know, their egos are too big and their politics is too involved in their rulings.
Now, yesterday we had a big surprise breaking news item coming out of South Florida, Jupiter, Florida. The owner of the New England Patriots, Robert Kraft, was arrested for two counts of solicitation for prostitution in apparently what was a human sex trafficking ring made up of Oriental women that may in fact be here, brought over here as sex slaves, bondage, that sort of thing. And there were some other bigger names, apparently, than Kraft, big financial people that were also found in this place.
In the case of Kraft, I hope and I literally pray that as bad as solicitation is, I really hope and pray that he's not aware or was not aware of the possibility of being involved with the human trafficking aspect of the situation. It's bad enough that a guy is desperate enough or stupid enough to go and solicit, you know, prostitutional.
Oh, he showed up. He showed up in a limousine. Like, tell me, that's not noticeable.
Oh man, but to me, that's, I don't know. If you need to go by it, something's wrong with you anyway. But I pray that he's not aware that he was involved in involving himself in a situation that entails human trafficking because, you know, Robert Kraft, you think of him as a pretty nice guy and conservative. He's a friend of Trump and all of that. And you hate to see somebody be that stupid and self-destruct like this.
Yeah, well, we'll just have to wait and see what happens. This is a developing story, and we'll hear more.
Yeah.
The other thing is Vice President Pence headed for Columbia on Monday. Organization of American States. We'll find out what that's going to be all about after what transpires today on the Venezuelan-Columbia border. And with the music, here we go. We got to let you go. We'll talk to you next week.
Looking forward to it. Be blessed.
All right, Ron Edwards, TheRonEdwards.com, and we're going to be playing an Edwards Notebook when we come back. So don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, rolling along on a weekend edition here. I shall return.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
News, insight, passion.
AM 860, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerTampa.com.
AM 860, The Answer.
Life is full of bittersweet transitions. It's difficult to know how these changes will impact us over time. For some people, difficult transitions like retirement, divorce, or loss of a loved one can hit harder than expected and may contribute to feelings of hopelessness or even thoughts of suicide. The risk of suicide is even higher for men over 50 who served our country. Guys like me. That's why support from friends and family makes such a big difference. Every day, your actions could help save a life. Together, we got this. Learn how you can help save a life at VeteransCrisisLine.net.
With SRN News, I'm Patrick Foss. The Trump administration on Friday set up new rules for women seeking abortions, barring taxpayer-funded family planning clinics from making abortion referrals. The new policy is certain to be challenged in court. Governor Andrew Cuomo again blasted fellow Democrats on Friday for Amazon's backing out of the deal to put one of its second headquarters in New York City, calling the internet retailer's rejection the greatest tragedy he has seen since he's been in government. Some Nigerians are reporting low turnout over the late opening of polls more than 1 hour into the presidential election. Gunfire was heard earlier in polling place. Police have tried to calm panicked residents, calling the blasts a show of force to deter Islamic extremists. Venezuela's government is ordering the partial closure of its border with Colombia hours ahead of a U.S.-backed plan to deliver humanitarian aid over the objections of President Nicolas Maduro. This is Ezra News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshare. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, CEO and founder of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare contracts, and in the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sound crazy? The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare contract, you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-290-7100. That's 800-290-7100. 800-290-7100.
The political landscape today is often filled with spin, and the truth is sometimes hard to decipher. So how can you really know what's in your best interest as an American, as a voter? Turn to the trusted voices leading America in the right direction at conservativeradio.com. Visit conservativeradio.com to hear the facts, thoughtful insights, and intelligent perspectives from Dennis Prager, Hugh Hewitt, Michael Medved, and more. From anywhere, on your laptop, tablet, or smartphone, listen at conservativeradio.com.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
This group of angry, scowling Democrats who wouldn't clap when the president recited the historic low unemployment for black and Hispanic Americans. They didn't clap for that. How could you not clap for that?
Weekday mornings at 9 on AM 930. The Answer.
The captain sent you.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If a group of people are in a boat, and one of them pulls out a gun and tries to shoot a hole in the bottom, the others would try to stop her to avoid a catastrophe. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, if you look at the United States of America, like the lady trying to shoot a hole in the bottom of the boat and bring harm to the passengers, most Democrats, educators, crooked ministers, rhino Republicans, and nasty illegal border crossers are together working to literally sink the United States into a sea of oblivion. Democrats are already circling their dirty wagons and hope to shoot down President Trump's efforts to wrestle our republic away from the grip of slimy swamp dwellers who hope to sink our exceptional constitutional republic in a sea of victimhood obsession. No border protection, race or identity politics, socialism, unrestricted abortions, and all other evils. Our great America is under attack from numerous enemies from within who, like Khrushchev said many years ago, are trying to bury her. Thus, the time is now for we the people to join forces and prevent our constitutional republic from being completely turned into a socialist regime. I'm Ron Edwards. Join me Fridays at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific on AmericaMatters.us, SHR Media, and Spreaker.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
All right. radio, when you hear that music, you know it's time for our beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. And if you're up there where the blizzard is, or the winter storm warning is, or the winter storm watch, point it south, come on down to Florida. We'd love to see you. Because today, Saturday, it'll be mostly sunny with some patchy sea fog early. Ought to be gone by about 9 a.m. Might be an isolated shower this afternoon. But the winds this morning out of the southeast, picking up this afternoon out of the southwest to about 10 miles per hour. Seas will be 2 foot with a light chop. The Gulf water temperature 72 degrees. The bay water temperature now up to 75 degrees. Our high tide just happened a few minutes ago, 4:29 a.m. and it's Eastern time. And our low tide is coming at 10:34 a.m. And again, that's Eastern time. So there you go. And now you know the rest of the story. Now, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay has got 19 locations here in the largest franchise that the Freedom Boat Club has in the country. They have 168 locations around the country. Now, to find out more, give them a call, 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM, that's 855-FREEDOM, and tell them the captain sent you.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we move along here, and we want to thank Mr. Announcer Man for that. I got a little bit more audio I want to play here of Ari Fleischer talking about this situation with Robert Mueller. So here we go.
However, on the Trump, the collusion, the big elements that have rocked the faith of this country, is Trump colluding or not? This country deserves to know everything. We need to get this behind us one way or another. And if Mueller doesn't have the goods on Trump, the Democrats will owe him and the media a massive apology. If he's got the goods, Trump and his people need to deal with that. But let's just wait and see. But you know, my sense of this thing is it's of huge magnitude, because for the Democrats, it's been everything. It's been the reason to oppose him.
Right. Ari, the other thing, say Mueller's report will show a roadmap for Democrats to impeach. They'll say, this is what we have. Now go follow these leads.
Well, if they have the goods, people need to know it. And if the goods are that bad, they'll speak for themselves. Absent that, the Democrats have a huge risk on their hands, because if they make this endless investigation, an attempt to impeach, when they don't have any evidence of collusion, this is going to boomerang terribly on the Democrats. Look, the Democrat vice presidential candidate Tim Kaine accused Donald Trump of engaging in treason. This is the language they're using to describe this presidency, and it's been that way from the start. Now, if they don't have any evidence, any proof, if Mueller says it's not there, the Democrats are going to have a lot of backtracking and apologizing to do.
It's going to go from politics to business. Adam Schiff's already indicating, don't worry about the Mueller report. I'm going to go after his business connections after. So that's the difference with this president. He actually has a business background.
Well, that's right, and you don't investigate people. You investigate crimes. But the Democrats, look, they've never accepted this presidency. You remember when he ran and people said, Trump won't accept the election. Democrats have never accepted this election. They're doing everything extra political to get him out.
All right, Ari. Thank you so much for being on with us.
Now, that was Ari Fleischer on Fox and Friends. Makes a lot of sense for what he's talking, because after all, if there's no proof, you know, it's like the O.J. Simpson thing. If the glove doesn't fit, then you must acquit. Well, if there's no proof, there's no evidence, then why would you want to open up an investigation of your own, unless you just want to be an idiot, and come forth looking like a fool, and a damn fool at that. So I'm just saying, it is what it is. By the way, again, today, great day in the neighborhood, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., those of you here in the Tampa Bay area, and anybody listening to me right now, if you want to come over to Moss Family Chevrolet, located at 16414 Northdale Mabry in Tampa, up in the Carrollwood section of Tampa, we'd love to see you, because it's the grand opening celebration of Moss Family Chevrolet. Lots of gifts and surprises and stuff going on there. We're going to have some great food, great lunch. Starts at 11:30, goes to 1:30 or until we run out. Catered by Mission Barbecue. Mission Barbecue, perhaps one of the best barbecues anywhere in the country. Locations in 16 states, 15 locations here in Florida and growing. There's more as we speak that are going to be opening this year, and I'm very happy to be involved with them, and I'm glad that they sought me out because they have a great, great product, and it's all about America First there. My fire helmet is up on the wall at the location of Waters Avenue. It's the third fire helmet in, the New Yorker helmet that's there with the 9/11 exhibit that they have there. I was happy to do that when they asked me if I would donate that artifact, and I said I would. So we will see you at Moss Family Chevrolet, 16414 Northdale Mabry today. I'll be there at 11, so stop by, shake our hand. We'll shake your hand. Got free stuff to give you. Take a free test drive and get a free lunch out of the deal right there. Compliments of the Mission Barbecue and Moss Family Chevrolet. Now, did you hear about Franklin Graham and Facebook? Apparently, he's been suspended from Facebook again for divisive religious comments. Now, there is nothing divisive about Franklin Graham. He's been constantly going after the Islamics and some of the things they've been putting up there and anti-American people and this, that, and the other. And kudos to him for doing that. But all it takes is for one or two people to complain, and as a result, you get what you got. Now, how about we ask our Attorney General to investigate, oh, I don't know, Facebook, Twitter, Google, YouTube? How about if we ask our Attorney General to do that? I mean, after all, turnaround's fair play. And, oh, by the way, today, the Michigan Congresswoman, Ilhan Omar, is coming to Tampa. Right here at the Hilton Garden Inn to appear at a fundraiser, which is right here behind me, actually, about 100 yards behind me, right here off the airport, the Hilton Tampa Airport West, 2225 North Lewis Avenue in Tampa. And if you want to join some like-minded people, bring your American flags, your Israeli flags, your red, white, and blue shirts, your Trump hats, your MAGA hats, your Trump shirts, and join some other like-minded people as they stand out there on the highway so that when Congresswoman Omar shows up, she'll see America up front and in living color for the We Stand With Israel rally that starts at 4:30 p.m. right there at the Hilton Tampa Airport West, 2225 North Lewis Avenue in Tampa. Now, this is going to be interesting. It'll be peaceful on the part of the Tampa Trump folks. There'll be a lot of Tampa Trump Club members there, as well as other like-minded patriots. So it's going to be very interesting. But anyway, I digress. And I'll be right back with the final segment of the weekend edition. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and I'm broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, all across America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Thanks, Julie. And coming up next, is there rain in your weekend forecast? We'll find out.
Hey.
Hi.
It's been a while. Great place and nice neighborhood. You must have a strong community association board.
Thanks. I guess so, but I don't pay any attention to that stuff.
Seriously? How do you know for sure the board and community manager are making the right decisions to protect your investment?
I don't, but what am I supposed to do?
You can get involved and connect with CAI.
CA what?
CAI, Community Associations Institute, they're a nonprofit group that has helped us build a great community. They have free resources for your association board, professional training for community managers, and helpful information for homeowners.
Thanks. I'll definitely do that.
Is the time and investment you have made in your home and community protected? Be a smart homeowner and visit CAI at responsiblecommunities.com.
Jay Sekulow says there are some concerns about the new Congress.
The fact that the President of the United States had to say these words in 2019 should concern everybody.
We renew our resolve that America will never be a socialist country.
Can you imagine that that was a necessary statement, which it was?
Jay Sekulow, live, weeknights at 9, right after Larry Elder at 6, on AM 930, The Answer.
AM 930, The Answer, Weekend Rewind. Mike Gallagher.
This is going to be an interesting 12 months. We're going to see a process play out in the United States where it will be intriguing to see whether Americans will be dazzled by the empty, false, phony promises of free tuition, free health care, artificially mandated income levels for minimum wage employees. It's going to be really, it's going to be fascinating to live through this and see if President Trump can deliver the message like he did yesterday in a powerful address in Miami about the perils of socialism and the joys of freedom. The United States rejects socialism. But now we have people like Bernie Sanders, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, prominent people who are getting a disproportionate amount of attention for their pie-in-the-sky, bitterly, bitterly wrong belief that socialism is the way. And when President Trump yesterday said socialism is not the answer and we are never going to be a socialist country, the place yesterday went crazy. He's in a room full of Cubans and Hispanics and people who have experienced the evils of socialism. Now, some people had a very peculiar takeaway from the president's speech. There are people who are believing that we're about to go and take military action in Venezuela. That would be a huge mistake. It would be a massive mistake. And frankly, it's contrary, I believe, to everything Donald Trump believes. But here's what the president said about the United States and socialism. And this is why I like our chances in 2020. When we have a president, a sitting president who can deliver a message the way he did yesterday, and this message which should resonate throughout the land, we are never, ever, ever going to be a socialist nation.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on AM 930. The Answer.
This is Frank Salvato from the Underground USA podcast and the New Media Journal. Stay up and stay informed by listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, live 2 a.m. to 6 a.m., Monday through Saturday.
All righty, thank you very much, Frank Salvato, and he's on every Monday and Friday as a regular guest during the first couple of segments on the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at DR Mold Solutions. Now, did you know there's 300,000 species of mold? Well, I didn't know until they came and helped me out. Now, mold can cause asthma, itchy eyes, kidney disease, respiratory issues, depression, headaches, and a whole bunch more. So don't put your family or your office at risk. You can have a sterile environment in your home or your office with an EPA and FDA-approved method that kills mold, and it's effective against bacteria and viruses like the flu and the norovirus. Now contact DR Mold Solutions at 727-692-9622 to have a healthy environment. Again, the number 727-692-9622. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. That's DR Mold Solutions. We kill mold. Now, Mark Stein was on Fox this week. I think he was on Tucker, where he said this. And he was talking about reparations. You heard a lot of discussions about reparations and who's entitled to what and this, that, and the other. Listen to this back and forth right here.
To succeed. And so we have got to recognize that and give people a lift up.
So you are for some type of
reparations? Okay. Yes, I am.
It used to be an eccentric opinion. Suddenly lots of people seem to have it, not just Kamala Harris. Today, Senator Elizabeth Warren, maybe under the influence of peyote, said that she also supports reparations. So did Julian Castro. Just 2 years ago, keep in mind, Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton were both asked about this and both said they opposed it. 5 years from now, we'll be tearing down statues for taking that position, but that's where we are today. Author and columnist Mark Stein has been following this and joins us tonight. Things like, seems like things are moving kind of fast, Mark.
Yeah, they are. And this is disturbing if reparations is becoming a mainstream position. It's particularly absurd, I think, for Elizabeth Warren to be in favor of that. This is someone who, in a sense, has benefited from a fake appropriation of racial grievance. As you know, the business about her being 1,024th Native American, presumably, and yet presenting herself as Harvard Law School's first woman of color. That's what happens when you actually get into this sort of neo-apartheid of racial classification. And I find it particularly absurd. I mean, when Kamala Harris says people are not starting from the same point, slavery was abolished a century and a half ago. Nobody alive today has a grandparent who was a slave. And in that sense, I think you reach a point where, you know, you need to move on. I mean, the reparations thing eventually, as the decades go by, becomes ridiculous. I'm Canadian. I think you guys should give us reparations, because if you hadn't had the revolution, we'd have the whole continent would now be Canada. And if you were going to steal our land from us and drive the loyalists out, Tucker, you could at least have divided the continent east-west so that we Canadians weren't holed up in the cold bit. Well, exactly. I think I'd have the half without the Californian presidential candidates in it, on balance. Or maybe the bit in the middle, and you guys could have the two coasts. But the point here is, this is nothing real. This is nothing real to the lived experience of people of all kinds of identities today. And certainly not to Kamala Harris has a Jamaican father and an Indian mother. And I don't know whether it's the identity politics, as her father was suggesting earlier today, I don't know whether it's this whole identity politics obsession that means she has to feel she has to genuflect to this, because her own experience is in fact entirely apart from the exactly. African American slave
experience. It's also bad, though. It's really divisive.
Now, it's because of discussions like that, Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren, AOC, Bernie Sanders, all these different progressive left socialist hardcore views that are coming out right now. It's because of all of that that the president's popularity numbers are going up. And nobody's reporting about it. Well, I'm about to. Now, in 17 states, the president's approval rating is above 50%. In two states, it's above 60%. West Virginia will probably never go back to being Democratic again because of what the president did with the coal industry, bringing them back. Wyoming, 61%, probably will never ever go Democrat because, again, the coal industry, the gasoline, I'm talking about natural gas and fossil fuels there in the state, and lots of it. Now, even in some of the blue states, progressive states, the president's numbers have creeped up. Illinois, he has a 35% favorability rating in Illinois. New Jersey, 35%. New Hampshire, 35%. Rhode Island, 36%. Connecticut, 36%. And the state of Washington, 36%. Places where at one time he was at about half that number. Now think about that. The more the progressive left, liberal, socialist talk, the higher the president's favorability goes. Think about that. Think about what that's doing right now. And the liberals don't realize it. You know why? Because they don't believe it. They don't believe the numbers. Well, I'm telling you, just based on what I'm seeing, and just based on this other ridiculous thing I heard yesterday, listen to this. Kamala Harris would have a government give middle-income households, whatever that definition would be of a middle-income household, cash payments of $6,000 per year. $6,000 per year in a middle income household. Now, you want to get one up, Kamala? Here you go, Cory Booker. 18-year-olds living in low-income families would be eligible for a one-time payment of $46,125. Where in the hell do you think they're going to get that money from? They've got to raise taxes. They can't just raise taxes on the wealthiest people in the country, because the wealthiest people in the country are in a position where, guess what? They can move out of the country. They can move to the Caribbean. They can move to the Aegean Islands. They can move to the Azores. They can move to France. They can move to England. They can move to Italy. Hell, they can move to Germany. Still be an American citizen, but you just change where you're living. So think about that. Think about that. By the way, somebody said to me the other day, where's Sheriff David Clark? Anybody heard from him? Well, you're about to. Former Milwaukee Sheriff David Clark is not buying the salary motive that Mr. Smollett was on. He says that he was on a political mission for the left. Could be. But look how that's working out for him. He's now been written out of the show, Empire, the last two shooting sessions. And probably won't be back next year. And he needs to come clean with what he knows and if he did this. And by the way, if you're going to stage your own hoax, don't write a check. Don't write a check. I mean, come on. By the way, Senator Kamala Harris also had other really important words yesterday. She said, and I quote, "Certain communities don't want excessive force, racial profiling, unequal application, or enforcement of the law." Well, then I've got a great suggestion for you. Don't let certain aspects of the community commit most of the crime. They won't be racially profiling you. Because the reason they're doing that is because of the fact that that's the element that's committing most of the crime, violent crime, strong arm robberies, all that sort of stuff. Think about that. And by the way, good news for Florida this week. The Space Force has been created, and the president wants to see it headquartered right here in the state of Florida where I'm living, right straight across the way, about 125, 130 miles due east of me, at Cape Kennedy. And personally, I think that's the perfect place for it, because that's where it was before. Might as well go right back to where it was and put some people back to work that have been forgotten about. The Space Coast over there was called that for a reason. All right. Well, a weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch is up. I'll be back Monday morning with more, 2 a.m. in the morning, Eastern Time. Thanks for listening. I'll see you all at Moss Family Chevrolet today at 11 a.m. And for more information about me and the show, go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. God bless America, everybody. Have a great weekend.
News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com. AM 930, The Answer.
Come on, kid. We're late.
Honey, the car won't start.
Mom, the dog just sat on my science project.
Life can be stressful, but getting life insurance shouldn't be. That's why there's Ethos. Ethos is a modern kind of life insurance that's super fast, incredibly affordable, and very uncomplicated. At GetEthos.com, there are no medical exams for policies covering under $1 million, no hours of paperwork or meetings with pushy representatives. It only takes 10 minutes to apply. And you can rest assured knowing you've taken steps to protect your family. And in most cases, with Ethos, you can have that peace of mind for less than a cup of coffee a day, with no hidden fees. Having life insurance can free you from stress. Getting life insurance shouldn't cause it. Discover how uncomplicated life insurance can be at Ethos. Get your free instant quote and submit your...